Just smile when you wake up and start out the day by laughing your troubles away. Hey, hey, don't frown or worry, it won't help a thing. The best way is tune right up and sing. When old man trouble troubles you, just put him in his place. I found out the thing to do is laugh right in his face. Just smile when you wake up, be happy and gay, and laugh all your troubles away. Just smile when you wake up, be happy and gay, and laugh all your troubles away. All right, now, come on, boys and girls, and let's have some fun with Happy Hank. Yes, sir, we're going to have lots of fun today. Here's our pal, Squeaky.
Well, hello there, boys and girls.
Well, and look who's here. It's Popcorn, our little dog pal. Well, Popcorn says he hopes you all feel just as hippity-puppity as he does. All right, now, let's loosen up our vocal cords and try a little singing. What do you say, huh? Slump-diddly-yump-bump-bump-bump. Let's see. Now, I've got a good song, one that tells you all about the days and the weeks and the months. It's called the Calendar Song. Say, if you know it, sing it right along with me. Here we go. 60 seconds make a minute. Something sure you can learn in it. 60 minutes make an hour. Work with all your might and power. 24 hours make a day. Time enough for work and play. 7 days a week will make. You will learn if pains you take. 52 weeks make a year. Soon a new one will be here. 12 long months a year will make. Say them now without mistake. 30 days hath gay September, April, June, and cold November. All the rest have 31. February stands alone. 28 is all his share, with 29 in each leap year. That you may the leap year know. Divide by 4, and that will show. In each year are seasons 4. You will learn them, I am sure. Spring and summer, then the fall. Winter last, but best of all. Hey, that's a dandy song, don't you think? My goodness, Squeaky, what kind of a song is that?
Ah, that isn't a real song. I was just tra-la-lying like a bird because I feel just as happy as a bird.
What's that, Popcorn? Yeah, Popcorn says you sound like a cuckoo bird.
Well, I don't care what he says. I'm just happy, that's all. Oh, hey, Happy Hank.
Huh? What's the matter, Squeaky?
Look up there on the ceiling. It's a spider.
A spider? Well, sure enough, it's a spider. And it looks like Mr. Spider's spinning a web over there in the corner.
Well, he certainly is, but it's just a little one.
Well, he can't do any harm. Say, that spider gives me an idea for a riddle.
Oh, boy, what kind of a riddle, Happy Hank?
Well, now, you just listen. Now, boys and girls, are you ready for a good riddle? All right, then, you better put on those super-duper thinking caps so you can figure out the right answer. Now, listen, here's today's riddle. Why is a spider like a bird? Why is a spider like a bird?
Oh, I know, because he builds his own home. Is that right?
Well, now, that's not bad, Squeaky. But that isn't the answer I had in mind. Now, you see if you can figure out another answer. And you boys and girls do the same thing. But if you don't get the answer, I'll tell you at the end of the program. But right now, attention, boys and girls. It's time for a pickup parade. Yes, sir. Now, everybody stand up in line in front of your radios. And when I blow the whistle like this, we're going to march all around the rooms and pick up the things that are out of place and put them back where they belong. Now, Popcorn, our little watchdog's going to keep time for us and let us know when the race is over. That's right.
Happy Hank.
What is it, Squeaky?
Well, I'd like to have a pickup race today, too, may I?
Why, certainly, Squeaky, that's a good idea. You can help to clean up this room. Now, I see some books and papers on the floor, and there's a ball over there under the chair. Now, let's see. Well, all right now, boys and girls, are you ready for the pickup race? Now, remember, when the race is over, I'll have Squeaky turn on the electric eye, and then we'll check up and see who did the best job, the boys or the girls. So you'd better be ready so you can help your side win today's race. Oh, boy, this is going to be a lot of fun. Attention, heads up. And forward march. Left, 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 right, left, 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 right, left. Pick it up, bumpty, bumpty, bum. Pick it up, bumpty, bumpty, bum. Pick it up, put it up, lay it on the shelf. Don't leave it for mother, but pick it up yourself. Left, left, and left, right, left. Now say, you'd better keep going, boys and girls. Pick up all the toys and papers and books and magazines, hats and coats and things like that, and put them back where they belong so mother won't have to do it. Pick it up, pick it up, this is lots of fun. Pick it up, let's keep on the run. Now if you are finished and don't know where to go, just turn around and march right back to the radio. Left, 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 right, left, 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 and left, right, left, say you'd better hurry because the race is almost over. Popcorn's watching the clock. Oh, boy, look out, he's right up on his toes, and there he goes. Thank you, Popcorn. The pickup race is over, so... Now then, turn on the electric eye there, will you, squeaky old pal?
Yes, sirree, here we go.
Oh, boy, hear that buzz? Well, that's my magic electric eye, and I'm looking at you right through your radio. Oh, boy, we had a swell pickup race today. Johnny had a good one, and so did Mary and Jane and Bonnie and Sue and Billy and Tommy and Jack. Oh, I couldn't count them all. Let's see. All the boys who finished when I blew the whistle, hold up your hands. Say, that's good. Now put your hands down, boys. Now let's have the girls' hands. Oh, that's swell, girls. Put your hands down. Now turn off the magic eye, Squeaky.
Okay.
Oh, boy.
Yes, sir, I certainly hope the girls won today.
Well, why do you want the girls to win, Squeaky?
Oh, 'cause I like the girls.
Well, I'm sorry, but the winners of today's pickup race are the boys.
Oh, the boys are the winners, huh? Well.
That's right, and you go mark up a score for the boys, will you?
Okay, here I go.
Now, you did fine, girls, but the boys were just a little faster today. But you try and win the next time. Say, I think it's just about time for our slogan song. You know, we've got a new one now, and it's a dandy. Be sure you're right before you go ahead. Now, you know, we think of lots of things that we want to do. Well, when you start to do something, you just stop and ask yourself if you're right before you go ahead. Listen. Be sure you're right, then go ahead. That's what Davy Crockett said, and Davy was a famous man, you know. You can be just like him, too, if you will remember to be sure you're right before you go ahead. Yes, sir. Now you know what time it is, huh? That's right. It's time for another chapter in the adventures of Squeaky and Sputters, the two young cowboys who are trying to capture Black Tom the Outlaw. Now, remember last time, Rocket and Popcorn were by themselves in the ranch house waiting for Squeaky and Sputters to call them on the radio. Well, Squeaky and Sputters, you know, are flying over Ghost Town in their little red, white, and blue airplane. Squeaky called Rocket once, but when Rocket tried to call him, he got no answer. And Rocket's getting worried. So is Popcorn. What has happened to Squeaky and Sputters? Well, Rocket tried every way he knew to make the radio work. He tried just one more time, and in came Black Tom's voice, telling him that Squeaky and Sputters had crashed their plane against Big Bear Ridge, and that Rocket would never see them again. Is this true? Well, as the scene opens today, Rocket is still trying to call Squeaky on the radio. Listen. No, sir, Popcorn. That's right, no, sir. I just ain't gonna believe that old Black Tom, with what he said about Squeaky and Sputters crashing up that airplane, is right. No, sir, I ain't gonna believe it till I just plumb have to. You can't tell a thing but what that old Black Tom says. He'd rather tell a fib than to tell the truth, and that's the truth. Well, I'm gonna try to talk to Squeaky and Sputters on the little black box one more time. Don't you think that's the thing to do? Mm-hmm, I thought that's what you'd think of. And I'll bet if me and you was with him, we'd have him out of this scrape, wouldn't we? So we'll just have him out anyway. Now, here we go. Now, let's see. Press the button. Rocket to Squeaky. Rocket to Squeaky. Over, under, and sideways. And now, listen. No, sir, not a word. No, I done forget. What do you say? Over, under, or sideways? So I'm just going to keep saying them all till it gets an answer. You think we ought to try again, Popcorn? All right, and here we go. Press the button. Rocket to Squeaky, rocket to Squeaky, over, under, and sideways.
Squeaky to Rocket, Squeaky to Rocket, listen, we are all right. Made a crash landing on Big Bear Ridge up close to Ghost Town. Over.
Oh, my goodness, Popcorn. Did you hear what he said? He said a big bear riz up close to Ghost Town. I know them boys should have stayed here. Yes, sir, I ought have gone with them. Oh, poor boys. I wonder what they's doing right now.
Squeaky to Rocket. Squeaky to Rocket. No, sir, he just doesn't answer, Sputters. I wonder if that set went dead.
Hey, maybe he just forgot to press the button. But we can't stay here on this ridge all day, Squeaky, because the plane isn't damaged. I've looked it all over, and I took this little wire off so nobody can run away with it. We got to sneak down there to Ghost Town and see what we can see.
All right, and we can come back and try to call Rocket on the plane radio later. So, well, let's take some things now that we may need. Did you get some rope?
Yeah, I got some rope and I got a flashlight, because it's going to be getting dark pretty soon.
Hey, I wonder if anybody can see this plane from down in Ghost Town.
No, I don't think so. It's pretty flat up here, and we're up above the town.
Well, come on, then. Let's get started.
Hey, wait just a minute, Squeaky. I thought I heard someone talking. Hey, listen.
Yes, sir, you did. I hear it. Yeah, you did hear someone. Someone is coming up the trail. What are we going to do, Splatters?
Well, now, say, if the boys are discovered by the outlaws, they'll really be in a jam. You be sure and listen next time to another chapter in the adventures of Squeaky and Sputters. All right now, boys and girls, still working on the riddle? Oh, you keep trying, and I'll tell you the right answer at the end of the program. But right now, yes, sir, Popcorn says it's time for all you boys and girls who have birthdays today. Wait till I turn on the magic electric eye. Ah, how many birthdays do we have today? Let's see all the hands. Will you just look at all the big birthdays and those big birthday smiles? My goodness, lots of them. Well, that's the way. You just keep smiling. Now, Popcorn has brought in the birthday cake. We'll make our wishes and blow out the candles. Now, make your wish when I make mine. I wish that... Did you get yours? All right, take a big breath. 1, 2, 3, below. And that brings us to the birthday song. Let's sing it good and loud. Here we go. Ready now? And open up your mouth and just let her roll out and celebrate the birthdays of all those boys and girls who are having birthdays today. I know a boy who has a birthday today. I know a girl who has one too. I'm glad to hear it and I'm happy to say a happy, happy birthday to you. Attention, boys and girls, here's the answer to our riddle today. All right, now, why is a spider like a bird, huh? Well, the answer is because they both like to take a fly. Now, you be good, be careful, and smile when you wake up and start out the day by laughing your troubles away. Hey, hey, don't frown or worry, it won't help a thing. The best way is tune right up and sing. When old man trouble troubles you, just put him in his place. I found out the thing to do is laugh right in his face. Just smile when you wake up, be happy and gay, and laugh all your troubles away.